This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to our Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this year over 250 interviews took place on our show, and this is where we look back at all of them and picking out the most interesting conversations we've had month by month. This episode takes a look at the month of May, and we start things off with Cycling Without Age. Cycling Without Age is a movement started in 2012 by Ole Kasov. Ole wanted to help the elderly to get back on their bicycles, but he had to find a solution to their limited mobility, and the answer was a trishaw. And he started offering free bike rides to the local nursing home residents. They have some wonderful guiding principles that really show just how determined they are to get the elderly back into the community.
So we have these five wonderful guiding principles that are generosity. So being someone involved in Cycling Without Age really obviously is about giving back, because there is some time of your life where you can give back to society. Slowness. When you slow down, you have a tendency to be more present. You listen more, you're more curious. That kind of leads on to the next guiding principle, which is storytelling. Naturally, when people are on this bike, they just open up.
Yeah.
And it's really, regardless of how little they talk on a daily basis, just being stimulated by all the senses means you open up and you share stories, which is the basis for the fourth guiding principle, which is relationships. People just start to bond. They make friendships. We even have romances going on between elderly people. One lady, 96, said, you know, yeah, we had a really good time. We had a bit of a romance, but he's too young for me. He's only 81.
Wow.
And that kind of leads on to the last guiding principle, which is without age. And it also ties into one of the sustainable development goals that we're working with, which is the one which is reduced inequalities, because people do get treated differently because they're old. And we believe that age should never matter in terms of what you can do and what you can't do. Mm. And we believe that cities should give access to everyone, regardless of what their level of mobility is.
Then we had another interview. Arvind Yuvaraj spoke to Lionel Lau of Dine Out, a story that was titled Ticketing Dining Expresses. Now, Dine Out is an online booking platform that lets customers buy tickets to special pop-up dining experiences all across the country. The managing director and the co-founder, Lionel Lau, talks to us about how more people are looking for experiences that revolve around food, the benefits of perceiving dining as an event, as well as the challenges of running a niche online platform. Here in this clip, he touches on how the F&B scene might be a little bit out of touch with the way they promote and market themselves.
Actually, it is what the F&B industry have always been doing, using events as an experience, because dining is about an experience. We're not talking about your neighborhood deli or kopitiam, where you go in there to get your basic breakfast or lunch or dinner. So when you do intend to go out, you go out for an experience. I always tell people, no one goes to a restaurant to eat. Mm. People go to a restaurant to dine. And that's when the experience is. Even your basic experience, just going out with your buddies, going out with your date or your wife, your husband, you are going for an experience. It's not just to eat. I can just cook instant noodles and eat at home.
Yeah.
So dining has always been about an experience. And when they have an event, it just makes that experience all the better. Now, experiential events is really caught on in the last few years, the terminology, right? All brands are jumping on that. It's nothing new now already, but yes, it's still going. I mean, even your radio station does experiential things when you do off-site events.
Yeah, yeah, we
right?
do.
It's all about engaging. People want that engagement, and that's what a dining event is. Yeah, so that's what I see, and it's just the gap that the restaurants have no way of reaching the consumer, and the consumer of finding out what's happening in the restaurant.
Do you think most restaurants haven't caught up to that sentiment yet?
I feel a lot of them are in a bit of a denial, frankly, because they just, again, like I say, they just focus on cooking and you know, service measures. They haven't adapted to the market sentiments and the technology, etc. Let me give you an example, right? Yeah. Restaurants today still talk to me about blogs. And I don't mean to slag the bloggers, but blogs how many years ago?
Yeah. It's not a modern word anymore.
Correct. Yeah. Right? And today people mostly don't follow blogs.
Yeah.
They look at social media, they look at engaging interaction stuff. So it's a very different. In the old days, the blog was the engagement, was the interaction, right? The guy was telling you what they experienced at that restaurant. But today, it's no longer that way. So the people have moved while the restaurants are stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They're still talking to me about blogs, and I'm like, hey guys, you know, you really have to move, you know?
And that's it for our May edition of the Best of Open for Business Conversations in 2019 special. You can find all the links to the show on the podcast site, BFM app, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. My name is Jeff Sandhu. Stick around, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.